Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Michelle. How may I help you today?
Yes, Michelle. What city are you guys located in?
What city?
Yeah.
So I'm a third party customer.
All right, but what city are you located in?
Right, so I'm a third party customer call center. The call center I'm at is located in Alabama.
Oh, you're in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. That's where the call center is from. You're probably calling about a product, and like we have service for lots of online vendors and their products. So their products can be anywhere like California, but our call center is in Alabama.
Oh, the call center is Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm calling because I am a very unhappy customer. My name is Wendy Hyde, H-Y-D-E. Wait a minute. Let me call you back. I got an incoming call I have to take. I'll call back.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're good.
My call. Anyway, well, okay, I'll go forward with you. I missed my call. It was coming in. Yes, I went into my Chase Bank Visa account yesterday and found some charges that are unauthorized charges. And when they looked them up, they're from your company. I never even heard of the company.
Mm-hmm.
I have a charge of $91.89 and a charge of $92.90. And when they checked it for me at Chase Bank, because they said, we'll give you a call first and see what I find out from you. And then if there's any problems, they'll pursue it for me. On May 1, I guess there's a charge of $7.43 and also $6.70, which I gather is postage on the items I ordered. And that's all I was aware of. And then all of a sudden I see this and I see it's called Smart Life something or other. I got to bring it up to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was that I did order, but only for the only for those charges, the shipping charges. And I find that the $91.89, the $92.90, those are absolutely unrequested charges. I want those removed from my account because I didn't order anything in that amount. I forgot what it was. It was like a vitamin or appetite suppressor or something like that. But it was only supposed to be those small amounts. And I did not authorize anyone to put those charges on my Visa account. So I'd like to get this settled.
Okay, well, let me look at your charges and see what you're talking about. Can I have a zip code?
Yeah, 32927.
Okay, and can I have a name, please?
Wendy Hyde, H-Y-D-E.
All right, one second. Let me look for you.
Yeah. I called yesterday, but it was a bad connection. I just couldn't get any before I turn it over to Chase Bank to pursue for me. Oh, you see, you're in the state of Alabama. Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. One second. Wendy Hyde?
Yeah. What city in Alabama is the call center in?
I'm in Montgomery.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm familiar with that. That's a big city.
Yes. Okay. It's okay. yeah.
I'm here in Florida. I'm in Cocoa, Florida.
Okay.
I can understand you much better than the gal I had yesterday. I don't know if it was broken up I didn't know if she was Philippines or something. So I had trouble understanding her. But anyway, this has got to get rectified. And as I say, the Chase Bank said, well, they'll take care of it for me if I can't make any headway. But I did not ask for anything in that amount of money.
In fact,
I stupidly did it on my smartphone. I shouldn't have ordered anything on the smartphone.
Okay, ma'am. Can I just get you to verify your shipping address for me?
Yeah, 4327, and I'll spell it. It's Piedras. That's P as in Peter, I E D as in David, R E S, Piedras Street, Coco, which is with an A, C O C O A, Florida, 32927.
Thank you.
So I'm not saying you didn't order anything. I just ordered something that should have cost whatever, the $743,670, whatever, shipping.
Okay, ma'am. So I do see here that you ordered on May 1st, you ordered a keto product and a cleanse product.
Yes.
Those are diet products. So you you paid your shipping, which is $7.45 and $6.70. But if you did read your terms and conditions, it does state where it's a 14-day trial. In the 14-day trial, you get to try it out.
Read terms and conditions where?
So it's right before you order. It's this box that you click. It's 18 years or older. It tells you your terms and conditions. It won't let you order without agreeing to your terms and conditions.
Oh, my God. It's one of those fine print things then.
Well, you just need to click on the terms and conditions where it pops up a whole page for you to read. But it's 14 days. You were to call within those 14 days so you can avoid getting canceled.
But it was a whole page to read.
Yes, ma'am. You would on it.
Well, sorry. I mean, I just clicked on it because I wanted to order my product, but I had no idea. Yeah, I mean, I did this once before, and I did get my money back. It was with cosmetics, something years ago. Mm-hmm. It was something in the cosmetic line. And I realized, I mean, this, but what you're doing is taking, not you personally. You
yes,
just work
ma'am.
There. But the company's taking advantage of people. I am a senior, and I didn't read that everything in that terms and conditions because I was ordering a diet product. There shouldn't be, I mean, there's so many things I order all the time from reputable companies. And they'll have a page or two pages of terms and conditions, but they're reputable companies. This company evidently isn't because they're really absolutely trying to make money they don't deserve. So I'm still going to pursue it if they don't agree to not charge me that full amount because that's ridiculous. I say I ordered it under good faith.
Yes, ma'am. But yeah, they do 14 days of free trial and try it out.
Yeah. That's how they get the money because so many people don't read the terms and conditions, which I should know better, but I didn't. And I haven't had this happen except one other time with cosmetics who were doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
ma'am.
I want to see some kind of satisfaction because this is ridiculous and I'll make sure no one ever orders from them again.
Yes, ma'am. So the thing is, we're not supposed to do refunds, but I see that you haven't even read your terms and conditions. So as a courtesy, we do 35% refund on both of these charges for you. And just go ahead and cancel this subscription.
Changing the percent. Now, there's all different percentages. They returned. Yesterday, that's the only thing I did hear from the gal was 50%. That's what she said yesterday. But I said, well, I'll let Chase shoot this call. 403-6226.
Writing down a phone number. I've
got to call back. 3-6-2-6-6.
One second.
Oh, I see. And again. So they even have different, depends who you're talking to, how much they offer to give you back on it. Yesterday, that's all I heard from her. Well, we'll give you 50% back on the thing. Even that isn't good. I mean, not when you're charging almost $100 on each of those small items that aren't worth $5. So how is it suddenly you have a different percentage than the gal did yesterday?
I don't know, ma'am. I do just have protocol for courtesy refunds. You know, people don't read their terms and conditions, and we're like, okay, we can give you 35% off and just go ahead and cancel your account. But
she said 50% yesterday. That's ridiculous. So I still think I'm just going to let my Chase Bank solve this because they know how to solve these things. I mean, the company is definitely, I'm sure you get calls like this all the time because they're definitely taking advantage of people, particularly seniors.
Well, yes, ma'am.
They say, oh, goody.
Yes, ma'am. I do see where she did offer you 50% and you had called. So we're not supposed to do 50%, but I see that she did it. Let me just ask my supervisor if I can do anything other than 50%, okay? I do have to get authorization for that. One second.
Okay. Hello?
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just need to ask my supervisor a quick question.
Yeah.
One second. Okay, ma'am. I just asked my supervisor if I can authorize anything higher than what she offered you 50%. So he allowed me to give you his supervisor discount thing, and that's only up to 75%. So that's more than half. So
okay.
On one of these charges, I'd be giving you back. So for the 9290 charge,
75% of both items.
Mm-hmm. So on the 9290, I'll give you back $69.68. Let me put that in here real quick.
And what's your first name? I know you can't give me your last name, but what's your first name?
Michelle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought you said that.
Yes, ma'am. All right, and... Okay, so I refunded both of these. You should see this back in your account in about 3 to 5 business days.
Well, what's the, and 75% on the 9189?
So the 9189.
68.92. 75%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's going in as a credit to my account?
Yes. So you should see that in
68.92 and 69.68.
Yes.
Okay, and if you got any number or anything to give me on that, referring to the transaction, any kind of transaction number or anything?
Did the
cancellation number or anything?
Yeah, did she give you your cancellation number last time you called?
Yeah, but then I wouldn't accept what she was offering me, so I didn't know if it was still good or not.
Yeah, so that cancellation number is just canceling the subscription in your account, so that's valid for...
KC021 I have. Do you have that?
KC... No, ma'am. Let me go ahead and get you the right one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do me a new one, please.
Okay, so are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, C as in cap.
Mm-hmm.
257.
Yeah.
654.
Mm-hmm.
166.
Oh, that's a long one. Okay. 257-654-166, and that's the cancellation number.
Yes, for the account. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's going into my account when?
In about 3 to 5 business days.
Wait a minute, a month?
No, 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I thought you said 35. I said, what?
No,
okay, 3 to 5 business days. Okay, thank you, sweetie. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, you were much easier to deal with, and I could understand you. Okay, Michelle.
You have
okay,
a great day, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you, dear, and you do very good at what you do.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.